Yesterday, Sharaji explained the main meanings of Pamada and Appamada. If there is Pamada in the worldly ways, if one is negligent, if one fails to do things, the worldly matters, then there will be worldly losses. And if one is negligent to perform wholesome deeds, then one will not develop wholesomeness at all. Even if one develops wholesomeness, it will be very little if one is negligent. Most of the time, when one is negligent, one will be developing unwholesomeness, mostly. So, if one is negligent, one's body, speech, and mind will not be pure and clean. In order to purify one's body, speech, and mind, sati, mindfulness, is very essential. Lacking mindfulness, there will not be any control in one's life, and one's life will be having a mess. It will be a mess. Without mindfulness, one cannot rectify what is lacking. Unable to rectify what is lacking, then there will be a great loss. There will be a great failure if one does not have any control with mindfulness. Without mindfulness, one's own benefit, one's benefit will be ruined, and then it will be a great loss. There are certain things that one should limit. There are limit to certain things. If one does things beyond the limit, then it will not be good. There are certain things that other people cannot forgive, and if one commits such things, it will be very bad. And certain things, even certain things that is permitted by others, but if you do it excessively, then it is not good. So if one does not have control, then one will be doing things excessively, which cannot be good. And one should be careful not to go beyond the limit. If one goes beyond the limit, then one can have suffering and one will meet harm. Saraji gives an example. Food is nutritious for people. If one takes food, it relieves hunger and one can become healthy. One gains health by eating suitable food. But if one takes more food than it is needed, then it can be harmful for the person. In the same way, if there is lack of mindfulness, one can do things beyond the limit and it can be harmful. If one is negligent, if one is heedless, one can meet harm. Not having mindfulness, one will not know what is necessary for one's life. Not knowing what is necessary, one will not be able to fill up what is needed, and thus one will not gain benefit. As much one has sati, mindfulness, the more one will be able to avoid harm. So in order to limit oneself, one should have a good control with mindfulness. If there is lack of mindfulness, then there will be mistakes, shortcomings, and so on. If there is mindfulness, there will not be mistakes or shortcomings, and thus one will gain benefit. The difference between pamada and apamada, Buddha explained in Vibhanga, which is an Abhidhamma, and Buddha differentiated what is pamada and what is apamada. So one should take a note, what is pamada, what is not, what is apamada. If there are lackings, if there are mistakes and shortcomings, one's benefit will be ruined and one will meet suffering. And if one does things beyond the limit, it will also lead to harm. Buddha explained in Kutaka Nikaya in Vibhanga as follows.
Kutaka Nikaya Vibhanga Pali Dhamma Hotha Bhumaro Tattha Gattamo Pamaro Pratama Megun Thakvara Phe Lolo Megun Thakvara Diyana Bhita Jiga Lwate Phe Ya Lolo Megun Thakvara Dvangyura Mahobau Thu Chema Pamara Sura Bhava Levali So yeah, the Pamada Sura Bhava Leva Navabe. That's a good and big on to be dog. Pietare Chedigaro. A pint don't bind that Pietavare. A chance up the pie. A lazza divine, a newsa divine. Chandan Zung Pamada. A sozung Pamadane, a leela Pamadane. Tesa anusa pamara wali. Adi tom yurega patamazung a chandan so wasung pamara pyagumaro. Kaya dukjiri dewa woji dukjiri dewa. Mano dukjiri dewa. Chitasa oseko oseka nubutana pata pamaro. Kaya dukjiri tomba. Woji dukjiri lewa ne. มันรู้สึกได้ตรงว่าวะนี่อัจฉินซูริบ่ทุตวะวะอัจฉินซูต้องอุสุมาจิตตสะวะเสกก็สึกโกหลุดท่าละอืมสึกโกหลุดท่าละตติเนี่ยไถ่ชมมาไม่ดีเว้ยนะสึกโกหลุดท่าละวะนี่ တခါတော့လွတ်ထားလို့မားလို့ရှိရင်လည်းပဲမားမမသိပဲနဲ့ထက်ခါတက်ခါမားနေတာပါလေတော့လွတ်လပ်ခွင့်ပေးထားတာပါဘုရားဖြစ်ခြင်းတို့ဖြစ်ပြီးတော့ဆိုပြီးတော့လွတ်လပ်ခွင့်ပေးထားတာဝဆက်ကနုပ္ပဒါနလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒီသူစိတ်သုံးအုပ်စုမှာစိတ်ကိုလွတ်ထားခြင်းလွတ်လပ်ခွင့်ပေးထားခြင်းဟာဒါပမာဒပါပဲလို့ဆိုထားပါတယ်
In Kutaka Nikaya Pali, Buddha asked the question, Tatha Gattamo Pamado. So it is the question put up by the Buddha himself. It is not a question put up by the audience. But Buddha asked in order to answer it himself. Tatha Gattamo Pamado, meaning what is Pamada? And Buddha asked and question and Buddha answered himself. So there are three stages of Pamada, gross, medium, and refined form of pramada. So there is gross form of pramada, medium form of pramada, and refined form of pramada. First of all, Buddha mentioned gross form of pramada, saying kaya dojari deva, vaji dojari deva, mano dojari deva, cittasa vajako, vasaka nupadana. Meaning that letting one's mind go freely on the misconducts, three kinds of bodily misconduct, four kinds of verbal misconduct, and three kinds of mental misconduct is called pramada. Letting one's mind go freely on this misconduct, one does not have any control with mindfulness, but one lets oneself freely on this misconduct. And after letting oneself go freely on this misconduct, after letting oneself freely for once, not knowing that it is wrongdoing, one repeatedly, over and over again, lets oneself go freely on this misconduct. It is called visakha nupadana, meaning that one repeatedly, again and again, let oneself go freely on this misconduct. So it is the gross form of pramada, when one lets one's mind go freely on this misconduct, and again, repeatedly, one lets the mind go repeatedly on these misconducts. Being negligent in refraining from misconduct, then one is ruining one's great responsibility as a human, and one is ruining one's moral conduct when one fails to refrain from evil conduct. Having pramada, having negligence, failure, heedlessness, one lets oneself go freely on kaya dujrita, bodily misconduct, and one commits transgression such as killing other beings, stealing other people's property, having sexual misconduct with someone who is not one's own. So in this way, thinking about this misconduct, letting oneself go do freely on this misconduct, one commits such transgression. Lacking control of oneself with mindfulness, one commits this transgression, such as killing and so on. One is negligent, one fails to refrain from killing and so on, so one is breaking one's responsibility as a human, and one is ruining one's moral conduct, and one commits such transgression. So letting one's mind go freely on these bodily misconduct, letting oneself perform these misconduct, it is gross kind of pramada, which is the worst. So everyone, they do things which they think is right. And some of them think wrongly that what they are doing is right. And they commit things such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, thinking that what they are doing is right. As a human being, one should refrain from things that are bad. One should not commit things. One should not transgress things that are detestable. Not knowing that these misconduct are shame-worthy and frightening, they end up doing misconduct. Lack of moral shame and moral fear, they are committing misconduct. So Sharaji gives an example. If an iron ball is dirty with feces, one will not hold it because it is disgusting. If an iron ball is red hot, one will not touch it, fearing that it is hot and it will burn the hands. So these examples are compared to hiri and uttapa, moral shame and moral fear. Just as one feels disgusted with the iron ball that is dirty with feces, in the same way, one should be shameful to perform bad deeds that is harmful. Just as a person does not want to touch red hot iron ball, in the same way, one should have moral fear from doing misconduct. If one knows that misconduct are things that are shame-worthy, that are frightening, one will have moral shame and moral fear from doing misconduct, and thus one will be reluctant to commit these misconduct. Having respect of one's own reputation, one controls oneself, one has moral shame from doing these misconduct. If one does not have moral shame and moral fear, they commit misconduct without any shame and fear, and thus they are destroying one's responsibility as a human being. Not knowing that one should control oneself with sati mindfulness, they are deviated, and they are also doing mistakes and wrongdoings. Without having control of oneself, lack of mindfulness, one performs things that are bad, one performs things such as misconduct, and so on. Letting oneself go freely on this misconduct without any control, then one is losing to have one's responsibility as a human being. Committing this misconduct, one will be blameworthy, one's behavior will be blameworthy, rude, gross, and it will lead to suffering. And also, one also loses one's moral conduct by failing to refrain from misconduct. And one will suffer, one will gain bad consequences as a result of performing misconduct. So the person who commits misconduct will suffer himself, herself, and at the same time, the person is hurting others so that others will get hurt both physically and mentally. And also, The surrounding will also have problem. Other peoples will also get affected. There will be sorrow and grief due to this misconduct. Knowing that these misconduct are things that should be refrained from, one controls oneself so that one will not be morally degraded. Failing to refrain from misconduct, lacking mindfulness, one fails to refrain from doing misconduct and committing misconduct, one becomes morally degraded, inferior, and one is also hurting others. If one does not have prudence, if one does not have power of reasoning, one will also lack compassion towards others. One will not have patience, forgiveness. One will not make any sacrifices. Instead, there will be anger, hatred, aversion towards others. There will be cruelty towards others. One will have victory on others unlawfully by force, and it will lead to physical and mental suffering. Lack of control of oneself, one will end up doing things that are not one's own benefit, and thus one will suffer and others will also get hurt. And it is very detestable. It is the gross form of pamada. If one is overwhelmed by unwholesomeness, by committing killing, then one is negligent to refrain from killing, which is wholesome. And if one steals other people's belongings, if one commits sexual misconduct, then one is letting one's mind go freely on these bodily misconduct, and one is failing to refrain from this misconduct. It is negligence, failure, heedlessness to refrain from misconduct, and it is called pamada. Being negligent, failing to refrain from things that should be refrained from, is called pamada. Being negligent, failing to perform things that should be performed, is also called pamada. If one fails to refrain from things that should be refrained from, then one will be overwhelmed by adhamma. If one fails to perform things that should be performed, then one is not developing the dhamma. If one is overwhelmed by adhamma, then one is losing purity in body, speech, and mind. And one is losing culture, one is losing gentleness, and instead, one's physical, verbal behavior will be rude and gross, and one will lose peacefulness, and one will lose peacefulness. So in this way, there will be wrongdoing. One lose peacefulness, culture, one's body speech will be rude and gross. By having a good control with sati mindfulness, then one's body, speech, and mind will become pure, peaceful, gentle, and lovable. If one commits transgression, one will be losing purity, peace, gentleness, culture, and so on. And instead, Adhamma will prevail. Adhamma will overwhelm the person, so that Dhamma will deteriorate. Dhamma has the quality of uplifting the person who practices it. Sila is the precepts, what to be refrained from, and by practicing the sila, one's body and speech will be pure and clean. By lack of sati, if there is lack of mindfulness, one cannot control oneself, and thus one will lose purity of one's body and speech. Only if one practices sila, morality, then one's body and speech will be pure and clean. Failure to refrain, failure to observe precepts, failure to practice sila, morality, one will be losing purity in body and speech. And also, one will have internal enmity. Having internal enmity, one is morally degraded, inferior, and such kind of person will not be uplifted by the Dhamma. If there is lack of mindfulness, one commits wrongdoings and one becomes morally degraded, inferior, and one's life is ruined. Letting one's mind go freely on the four kinds of vajjiducharita, four kinds of verbal misconduct, is called pamada. If one is thinking about lying, deceiving, forgery, talking the kind of speech that can ruin friendship, harsh speech, cursing, talking senseless talk, talking frivolous talk, slandering, all of these are vajjiducharita, verbal misconduct, and one should refrain from these verbal misconduct. Refraining from the verbal misconduct, it will be virity, abstinence. One should make a vow that one will not talk these wrongful speech. And one should refrain from these wrongful speech. If one fails to refrain from this wrongful speech, there will not be virity, there will not be abstinence. If one refrains from this wrongful speech, there will be kusala dhamma, there will be wholesomeness. By refraining from this verbal misconduct, one will develop wholesomeness. Failure, being negligent to refrain from such misconduct, verbal misconduct, it is called pamada. Wanting to take others' people's belongings by force, it is called abhijja. If one wants other things to swap with, to barter with one's belonging, or if one wants to buy it by giving the value of the thing, or if one asks for it, then it is not unlawful. But if one wants to take other belongings by force, it is called abhijja, covetousness. Wanting to torment others, it is called vyabada, ill will. Sometimes they are thinking how one should destroy others. If this person has not died yet, it will be good if he dies. And sometimes they are thinking how to get rid of the person. It is called Vyabhara, ill will. Wrong view, not knowing that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results. It is Mitta Ditti, wrong view. So these abhijja, covetousness, Vyabhara, ill will, and Mitta Ditti, wrong view, are mental misconduct. If one lets one's mind go freely on these misconduct, mental misconduct, then it will be pamada. So if, one should not wish to take other people's belongings by force, instead one should give away one's things, it is one's responsibility to share one's belongings with others. And one should wish for the welfare of others, wishing others to be well, happy. One should have metta, loving kindness, wishing for the welfare of others. And one should develop metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion towards others. If one is negligent to perform wholesomeness, then it is pamada. Thinking about these wrongful things, letting one's mind go freely on these mental misconduct, it is also pamada. Three kinds of bodily misconduct, four kinds of verbal misconduct, and three kinds of mental misconduct. They make up 10 kinds of dukkha-citta, 10 kinds of misconduct, or 10 kinds of evil conduct. And they are also called adhamma. The person who is committing these misconduct, who is transgressing, is overwhelmed by adhamma, and such person is called pala, a bad person. A bad person lives mixed with unwholesomeness and misconduct, and the path of bad person is burning just like fire. When a fire burns, it leaves the fuel black, dirty, and ugly. In the same way, the path that the bad person walks, the path of a bad person, is burning and dirty, just like the fire, just like the soot that is left by fire. The person who has kilesa defilements and commits misconduct, these defilements are making the person to suffer, to become exhausted, and also the person is hurting others. The surrounding is also hurt by the bad person. A person who is overwhelmed by this misconduct, his or her mind will be dirty and polluted. Person who leaves his or her mind freely on unwholesomeness, they are negligent and they are having pamada. And it is the worst kind of pamada, being negligent to refrain from this misconduct. And nowadays, in every country, there are people who have pamada who are negligent to refrain from these misconduct. So it is said that if one is negligent, if one is transgressing in these dojirita, misconduct, evil conduct, then the person has pamada. Being negligent, failing to refrain from this misconduct, the person eats, sleeps, drinks, and then the person is doing ruthless things. And the person has pamada, and the person is called pamada. Negligent, heedless person who is a failure. And it is said that the person who fails to refrain from misconduct will have a home, which are the four kinds of abaya, four kinds of lower existences. It is said that pamata sahi chattaro abaya sakakeha sadisa, meaning that a negligent person will have home, which are the four abaya, four lower existences. Four lower existences will be like his or her home to those who are negligent to refrain from misconduct. A person who is connected with the four lower existences, the person will fall into lower existences as if the lower existences were his or her own home. In order to be away from these lower existences, one should practice, one should keep one's body and speech pure and clean by practicing sila, morality. By practicing sila, morality, one will be refraining from this misconduct, and thus one will be free from the four abaya, four lower existences. Practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, and when one attains at least the first path and fruition knowledge, lower four kinds of lower existences will no longer be home to the person who has realized Nibbana. So one should destroy the home, one should destroy the lower existences, the house of lower existences, by practicing sila, samadhi, panya and realizing Nibbana. As one has realized Nibbana, one will no longer have this four abaya as home. One should practice according to the teachings accurately so that the house of four abaya will be destroyed totally. And Saraji would like to urge you to practice in order to destroy the four abaya house. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.